Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good Sunday morning. Rashini Rajkumar with you, along with your host, Dr. David Hilden, who has a very busy day today. But he's taking the time, of course, to make sure we cover an important topic. Good morning, Dr. Hilden.
Good morning, Rashini. Indeed, I do have a rather busy day today. I'm working in the hospital pretty much all day. But of course, I never start a Sunday morning out without first talking with you and with Healthy Matters listeners. So I'm looking forward to a show today. And then I'm going to do a spot with Esme Murphy on Channel 4, WCCO TV Channel 4. That'll be airing at 10:30 this morning. I'm going to talk about COVID. Look at, I combined it.
It's okay. You've been talking
COVID
a lot.
COVID vaccines. How do you like that? There, I'm making up new words as
maybe
we go.
Maybe you should trademark that.
We're going to talk about the COVID later today at 10:30 on WCCO TV. That's Channel 4 with our friend Esme Murphy. So that'll be on a little bit later today. Then I'm going to go see patients in the hospital. But today we're going to talk about a topic that I am really excited to talk about because it's so important and it's so serious. We're going to talk about addictions, specifically about methamphetamines and about opioids because, you know what, before there was a virus, COVID virus floating around, there was an opioid addiction and there is substance use disorders and addictions and they are still going on. And so we're going to talk to an expert about that.
Yeah, I think that will be terrific because in light of all the COVID headlines, sometimes the opioid methamphetamine headlines get a little distracted. Now, we're already getting calls and texts for Dr. Hilden and his guest. Here's what I'm going to say. If your question is about COVID, we will probably save those until the end. And as we always promise on Healthy Matters, I will for sure get to you if you call us. I will do my best to get to you if you text us. The number 651-989-9226. So lots of things to get into today. And both our guest as well as Dr. Hilden always will take your question as they find it and get you the best answer they can. All right, Dr. Hilden, so it has been a busy week. On this topic, though, just as people are already texting about COVID, how overshadowed has or have addiction issues been in this current climate?
It really has been an issue because our guest will give us more information about this. Dr. Bart will be on just shortly. But if you remember, what were we really worried about a year ago? We were really talking a great deal in the healthcare community about how best to treat people who are experiencing substance use disorders and addictions. And I have a hunch that this past year hasn't made it suddenly go away. But we're not hearing about it as much, and that's too bad, because if anything, it's probably getting somewhat worse. And so substance use disorders and addictions are treated by specialists in addiction medicine. And so the person I have on today is a guy I've known for some years. He's been on the show before. His name is Dr. Gavin Bart. He is the director of our Department of Addiction Medicine. And Dr. Bart has been doing research and seeing patients for years in this. And he's recently had an article published in the National Institutes of Health about some of his latest research. So we're going to go to him. After the break, we'll start into the conversation. But if I could just ask you, Dr. Bart, to join us now and say welcome to the show. And I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much, David. It's really a pleasure to be here this morning.
Yeah, it is great to have you.
We're going to talk just briefly just to say hi to Dr. Barton, and after our break, we'll get into some of the questions.
Absolutely. So remind listeners that you can call, you can text us today. Dr. Bart is very willing to take questions on a topic that is his specialty, but also very near to his heart because he knows the impact of how addictions have affected people and their families. And he fights to prevent new addictions from happening. 651-989-9226. And like I said, Dr. Hilden, at the end of the show, probably the last 4 to 5 minutes, we'll take some questions on COVID, or we'll get to those as we can, correct?
That sounds just terrific. Each week people have questions about the coronavirus. There's new information literally every week, and people have a ton of questions about vaccines and the like. So if we don't get to all of your texts, we'll try to do our best at the very end in the last 5 minutes of the show to answer some of those questions. Dr. Bart, just in 1 minute before we go to the break, tell us about yourself. Tell us about addiction medicine at Hennepin and what kind of services you provide.
Oh, addiction medicine at Hennepin is through our Department of Medicine. We've got a great team of addiction medicine specialists as well as drug and alcohol counselors. We provide outpatient services primarily for opioid use disorder and alcohol use disorder, but we also help do evaluations for other substance use disorders. Where most of us are internists, come from internal medicine, although we do have an addiction psychiatrist who's part of our team, and we treat adults across their lifespan, across ethnicities. We do have some specialization in caring for our Hmong population and increasingly our Somali population.
All right. Well, great intro on that, and we'll get into more of those things. We need to take a break. When we come back, both Dr. Bart and Dr. Hilden will take your questions. We are looking at addiction today, breaking down the meth addiction, but we'll also take questions on other addictions. 651-989-9226. We are back on Healthy Matters. Rashini Rajkumar with you, along with your host, Dr. David Hilden, and our guest today, Dr. Gavin Bart. The topic, breaking down meth addiction. We will also take calls and texts on other addictions, whether you're calling for yourself or, in a lot of cases, for a family member. We would love to hear from you. 651-989-9226. Dr. Hilden.
So we're talking to Dr. Gavin Bart, the director of our addiction medicine program at Hennepin Healthcare. I want to get right into methamphetamines and stimulant use, Dr. Bart. Could you help us out by telling us just how common is meth addiction and why are we hearing about it more lately?
Well, a lot of people use methamphetamine. Unfortunately, of people who do use methamphetamine, about 1 out of 10 may develop an addiction to it. And so we've just seen such an increase in the use of methamphetamine across the country and in Minnesota that we're seeing more and more people with methamphetamine addiction. In fact, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, methamphetamine addiction surpassed opioid addiction for people seeking treatment for substance use disorder. So now we actually have more of a methamphetamine crisis in Minnesota than we do opioid crisis.
I bet a lot of people don't realize that, Gavin, that methamphetamine has become much more common. We used to think about it from TV shows and kind of sensationalized stuff about, you know, out in rural areas. It's probably all over the state now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere. And it's no longer the stereotypical rural issue. The rural areas are more impacted by it, but it's all over the state. across all ethnicities, genders, age groups. It is an equal opportunity problem. One of the reasons we may not be hearing as much about it is, fortunately, unlike opioids, not as many people are dying from methamphetamine as they are from opioids, but we're still seeing an increase in methamphetamine-related overdoses and deaths, nevertheless.
What does that look like? What does someone look like who is experiencing an overdose or an intoxication on methamphetamine?
Well, methamphetamine is a stimulant, so the heart rate can go much, much faster than normal. You can start getting pulse rates in the 150s to 180s. Blood pressure can skyrocket well over 200, over 100, which places a person at risk for a heart attack, for stroke. There are mental health effects, so it can lead to psychosis and agitation. Those are the very common effects of too much methamphetamine. We're also seeing a lot of mixed drug use. And so there may be people who think they're using only methamphetamine, but maybe their methamphetamine has been tainted with a very strong opioid called fentanyl. And so, in fact, someone could even experience an opioid overdose unwittingly because they didn't know there was an opioid mixed in with their methamphetamine. And that looks very different. It looks like falling to sleep, and the breathing gradually slows down and even stops to a point where a person dies.
You know, Gavin, I'm working in the hospital this week, and I had exactly the situation you just described. A man came in basically obtunded or unconscious, and it was from an opioid overdose. He had purchased somewhere a medication thinking it was something else. And he later learned it was fentanyl. It was not what he was intending to purchase. I think he thought he was getting a stimulant of some kind. And so that happened. He's fine. Thank goodness. He's fine. But what you're describing, I see it in the hospital relatively frequently. Could you tell us what are the treatments for methamphetamine addictions?
Well, at this point in time, there are no FDA-approved medications for methamphetamine. So whereas for opioid addiction, we have really effective medications to treat opioid addiction, we don't have any right now for methamphetamine addiction. So the treatments are primarily behavioral therapy. Those can be individual or group level. Some of the more promising behavioral therapies are cognitive behavioral therapy, which really helps try to rewire some of the thinking about your perception of the outside world. You know, everyone thinks I'm bad or I'm not as good as everyone else, and therefore, you know, people might choose to use drugs to help compensate for that. It can help sort of with rethinking your relationship to the outside world and your inner thoughts. There's also something called contingency management, which is really quite effective but is not widely used, and that's just giving regular positive reinforcements for behaviors that are pro-health and less about drugs. Fortunately, we just completed, through Hennepin Healthcare Research Institute, a large randomized clinical trial of two medication combination that was published last week in the New England Journal of Medicine that is indicating there could be some hope on the horizon for the development of medications to treat methamphetamine use disorder.
I was going to bring that up because some people don't realize that at Hennepin Healthcare, we're more than the big county hospital in downtown Minneapolis. We treat patients, all comers who come to our place, but we also do an incredible amount of research. Could you, in a minute or so, tell us more about what this research study looked like? And for listeners, the New England Journal of Medicine is one of the premier medical journals on the planet. I mean, literally, one of the top three. And to get a paper published in that means it's significant research. Tell us a little bit more about it, if you could, Dr. Bart.
Yeah, well, at Hennepin Healthcare, we're really fortunate to have a National Institute on Drug Abuse-funded project called the North Star Node of the NIDA Clinical Trials Network. And this is really a premier network of research institutions, Hennepin being one of them, that conducts clinical research into addiction in real-world settings. So this is not egg-headed university clinics that no one ever can make the research results work in the real world. This is real world research with real people and real clinics. And through this network, we conducted, with University of Texas Southwest as the lead, this trial of two already available medications to treat methamphetamine use disorder, and saw a decent signal for this combination of two common medications for reducing methamphetamine use. So we're pretty excited about that, and we look forward to continuing this line of research at Hennepin and with our partners around the state and around the country.
I am so proud of some of the work that gets done in this area. And, you know, there's stigma applied to people who are experiencing addiction, and it should be treated on an equal level with all other medical conditions. And the way to do that is to get scientific evidence and to find the best practices and get people the treatment that they need and deserve. So I really appreciate that you're advancing the science in that. We are going to come back after the break and talk to more with Dr. Gavin Bart from Hennepin Health Care's Department of Addiction Medicine, part of the Department of Internal Medicine at Hennepin. I want to, before we do that break, I want to tell people of a couple things that you're going to want to check out. If you're getting a little down about the coronavirus pandemic and you want to hear some of the good stories, you're going to want to do this. You're going to want to go to hennepinhealthcare.org/here, H-E-R-E. Here is our film series that we are starting to develop. Think of it like your latest Queen's Gambit or The Crown episodes, except this one's called Here, H-E-R-E, and it's free. It's a series of 5-minute films about great work being done in our community. The first one is about a gentleman named Reggie McAllister. He was one of our sickest patients with COVID-19 at Hennepin Healthcare. He wound up spending weeks in our ICU. He was in a coma. He was fighting for his life. Yet his story is uplifting, it's inspiring, and you're going to want to watch a beautifully produced 5-minute film. It's called Here, hennepinhealthcare.org/here, H-E-R-E. So I want to encourage you to do that. Also, as always, follow me at Twitter at Dr. David Hilden. That's Dr. David Hilden. And you can kind of stay in touch with me. Follow Rashini as well. We kind of do things in tandem sometimes. That's Dr. David Hilden. That's a great way to be in touch with me. But I really want to encourage people to go to that website, hennepinhealthcare.org/here, and watch Reggie's story.
In tandem for sure, Doc, but I'm always trying to keep up with you. You are amazing. and I've seen a lot of really wonderful feedback about his story on Facebook and Twitter. So it's great that that is getting seen and taken in by people. And we want you to take in our guest today, Dr. Gavin Bart, and more with Dr. David Hilden. Call us, text us, 651-989-9226. We are back, Rashini Rajkumar, along with Dr. David Hilden, your host today, and our guest, Gavin Bart, Dr. Gavin Bart, who is an addiction medicine specialist at Hennepin Healthcare. He's committed to making sure patients receive the best addiction care available, and today we're happy to take your calls and texts, 651-989-9226.
Dr. Bart, we've been talking about meth addiction, and it's something that many people maybe aren't quite as familiar with, and even not knowing where to turn next. So if a person feels like it's become a problem for them or a loved one, maybe it's a family member, how does one navigate the addiction medicine services field? How does somebody come in to see our doctors, for instance?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Now that we're more than 10 years into healthcare reform, fortunately, addiction services are covered health benefits. And so really a good place to start is with your insurer. And that doesn't matter whether you have commercial insurance or whether it's through MinCare and the healthcare exchange or whether it's Medicare or Medicaid. All of the insurers are providing some form of addiction coverage and can guide you towards your appropriate providers, wherever you get health care. Other places to turn to, if you have no insurance, is every county has a chemical health assessment, and they can guide you towards it. Also, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, part of the federal government, has a website with a treatment facility locator where you can plug in your zip code and it can give you numbers to local treatment facilities.
Can you do that for loved ones as well? Because, you know, I've heard a lot of patients and families, you know, both, you know, just in my daily life, that they don't even know where to turn because it's not them, it's a loved one. What do you recommend for family members when they feel someone needs some help and isn't maybe seeking it out on their own?
Yeah, that can be very challenging. And certainly self-care is important, you know, like they say on the airplanes, put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. So self-care is important. There are family support programs out there that families can learn from each other and receive support from each other. But I think it can also be helpful to arm yourself with information. And drugabuse.gov is a good website sponsored by the National Institute on Drug Abuse that can have information about drugs, their effects, and how to work with family members in addressing their drug problems.
I just went to drugabuse.gov as you were saying that. This is a great site, and I would trust this. People often ask me, where do I get trusted information? Well, one, you listen to this show because I don't bring on people here who aren't experts in their field. But secondly, I just went to that, Dr. Bird. I went to drugabuse.gov. It's a great site for people who need some help or questions answered. Could I pivot for a second, Gavin, to opioids? What's the status of the opioid epidemic?
Oh, we're still in the midst of an opioid epidemic. Unfortunately, it's only gotten worse during the pandemic. In fact, the preliminary data from 2020 shows that we're at a 30% greater death rate from opioids in 2020 than 2019. So the pandemic has only accelerated the opioid crisis and deaths in Minnesota.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of factors. It's you've got the pandemic itself, so there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of isolation, there's the economic crises related to it, there's all the social unrest following the killing of George Floyd, there's the political tensions across the country, and I think all of that is leading to increased drug use. I also think some of our colleagues out in the community, the pandemic has been really hard, and some of them have called it quits, and it's harder to access treatment. So I think there's been a combination of factors that have really led to this worsening of the opioid crisis amidst the pandemic.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Rashini, I know you've had people on your show, which comes up at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings to talk about opioids as well. So I think a lot of us are seeing it in our lives. And it's a political thing, and it's a medical services thing, and it's just a public awareness.
Absolutely. We've covered the topic. I've had guests, you know, even one of our state legislators lost his son to opioids, and he and his wife have been very active in the fight. My question, as I listen to you both discuss this, it's such an important topic. How do families see signs, and what is a recommendation you can give to help families help their loved one get help?
You know, the signs can sometimes be pretty subtle. There can be changes in scheduling, people staying up all night when that might be unusual, sleeping all day when that might be unusual, getting irritable or angry for seemingly trivial reasons could be signs. Falling asleep at inappropriate times may be an indicator. I think the best thing families can do is be open and have open discussions and to be available. The idea of tough love, unfortunately, too often pushes people away. And so we don't want to enable someone by giving a loved one everything they want, but we also want them to know that the family, friends, and loved ones will always be there for them when they want help, when they need that ride to the doctor's office or to a treatment setting or a peer support meeting, that someone will always be there for them to do that. So I think families being as supportive as possible towards health behavior is really, really important, rather than, unfortunately, what happens with too many families of kicking someone out, writing someone off who's a family member with substance use problems.
Are there support systems for family members? Because most of us weren't trained in this, about how to be a support person of someone with an addiction.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, there are family support. These are not professionally run programs, but they are free. They're widely available. A common one is Al-Anon, somewhat related to the Alcoholics Anonymous type movement, which Al-Anon meetings are for the family members who have the loved ones with the addiction problems, and they're able to support and learn from each other. Those are freely available. The pandemic has made it harder to have group meetings, but many of them have moved online now. And so I imagine an internet search under Al-Anon, someone might be able to find meetings online with other families going through similar things. If people are looking for professional help, there are family therapists throughout the state of Minnesota who are able to help, and psychologists. And even ask your family physician. They may be able to help point you in the right direction. And, of course, the addiction specialists will be able to help, too.
And, Dr. Bart, there are good treatments for opioid addiction, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. We can treat opioid addiction about as well as a family physician or internist can treat hypertension or diabetes. The unfortunate thing is that fewer than 25% of people with opioid addiction actually obtain those treatments. And that's a big gap that we need to work on to make more patients and their families aware that there are very effective treatments for opioid addiction, to reduce the discrimination against these treatments in these patients, and increase the access to these medications.
That's so important for us to know and for listeners to know that there, you know, and I think many aren't aware of that. There are good treatments for opioid use disorder. It's just that you have to get your loved ones or yourself into the care system. And I do have to say our healthcare system hasn't made that easier over the years. I'm chuckling because I'm saying that tongue in cheek. It's been very difficult for people with who are experiencing addiction to get into care itself. Dr. Barr, this show goes quickly. And we're going to have to wrap it up in just a few minutes. So in the last minute, what would you like to say? What one or two things would you like people to know about addiction?
I'd like people to know that addictions are treatable. These are disorders that are treatable. There are medical professionals out there who can be really helpful in providing that treatment. And that, yes, like other medical problems, there are important roles for behavioral treatments, for peer support, but really they're most effective when combined with professional help. And if you or a loved one has an addiction problem, look for an addiction specialist. Hennepin Healthcare has many. There are others around the state who's board certified in addiction medicine, and seek their advice in treatment. Treatment does work. It is effective for people with addictions.
Dr. Bart, that is great advice. Seek care. There is good care. You have support out there. We have been talking with Dr. Gavin Bart, the Director of Addiction Medicine at Hennepin Healthcare. Dr. Bart, thank you for being with us this morning. I wish we had another hour to talk, but we are out of time. I appreciate you getting up on a Sunday morning and talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you to both doctors. A very, very important topic. We'll continue to take your questions about this as well as other topics when we return. I know we have some COVID questions waiting. Give us a ring, 651-989-9226, when Healthy Matters returns. We are back. Dr. David Hilden and Rashini Rajkumar with you, taking questions, 651-989-9226. You can call, you can text us. Of course, lots of different topics we always get questions on, even when we're not in an open line show. Doctor, let me ask you this one. This person giving us a bit of a tongue twister for me. I have myasthenia gravis and get an infusion of immune globulin once a month. I'm taking 5 milligrams of prednisone daily. Can I still get the vaccine shot?
Yes, you can. Myasthenia gravis is a neuromuscular disorder where your muscles get weak. Even the muscles of your eyelids can get weak. And so you're doing the right treatments for that. And yes, indeed, you can and should get the COVID vaccine.
All right, let's go to Sue in Annandale.
My husband and I are in our young 70s with underlying conditions, and we are scheduled to get our COVID vaccines this next week. My question is, after we receive the second vaccine, to what degree will we be able to integrate back into some normalcy, like going to other people's homes or having people into our homes?
It's a great question because people think it's just like turning a switch, and it's not. You will be largely protected a couple weeks after your second dose, but not everybody else will. And we're still not sure about the transmissibility of this virus right after the vaccine. So the recommendation is to don't change a darn thing, at least not yet, maybe till late spring or summer. Now, you can, with a little more confidence, go to outdoor events or very socially distanced things. If you're inside, you can be a little more confident, but I wouldn't just throw away all of the precautions. Wear a mask if you're inside, even if you're vaccinated. Stay distance, even if you're vaccinated. And don't be in large groups, even if you're vaccinated. That will change. It's just going to be a gradual thing. And so not right off the bat. Don't change things immediately.
All right. We only have a few minutes with questions for Dr. Hilden. So please keep your questions tight. We're going to try again. Wendy, are you there from Hopkins?
I am here. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go right ahead.
I recently had a knee replacement, and they prescribed oxycodone, but they cut the dose down, and it's not even touching the pain at all. I'm guessing that because of all the problems they've had with oxy, that it's an issue, but I don't know what to do about the pain.
Yeah, what I would suggest, Wendy, is to call your surgeon and tell them exactly that if you haven't yet. Now, doctors are they're changing their ways a little bit because of the opioid epidemic, and oxycodone is one way to get there. However, it's also a very good pain reliever. And if you have acute pain, something new like a surgery, it's an appropriate treatment for that pain. You should always use the smallest dose possible and for the shortest time possible. If you're still needing oxycodone several days after your surgery, call your surgeon. There might be something else amiss. You shouldn't be needing this for weeks and weeks on end. It is a concern that the more you take, the more likely it could be that your body will get a little too used to it, and you will actually develop an addiction to it. So the shortest length possible, the smallest dose possible.
All right, we're going to go to Sandy in Victoria. Good morning, Sandy.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, as the parent of a opiate addict who is fortunately now in recovery, I just want to share the importance of getting involved in a support group for families and loved ones who are battling addiction. I attend a Naranon group before COVID. We met weekly at the Ridgedale YMCA, but I would just encourage family members to just get involved in a support group. It's made all the difference in the world in the health of our family, because addiction is a family disease. And there's just been just wonderful, wonderful help and support for myself and my family in just getting educated on living with a family member who's battling addiction. Naranon group.
Yeah, Sandy, you have said that so well. I couldn't say that any better. I wholeheartedly endorse what you said. It is a family disease, and families all need support. Thank you so much for that advice.
Yeah, really beautiful. Well said. All right, real quickly, Doc, let's get through a couple of texts. This person asking about time in system that COVID vaccine holds up.
We're not sure because it hasn't been around long enough. It seems to be in your body providing antibody protection for many, many, many months. We just haven't had this thing for years yet, so we don't know yet. So more to come on that this fall and next year. We'll see how much protection is still around then. But it's at least enough to get us through this year.
All right. We're running out of time, Doctor, but real quickly, maybe in 15 seconds, if you can just give the quick 411 on the latest with the vaccine. We're hearing 65 and older can get it. I mean, just break through the myths and to the reality.
Yep. It's changing a lot because of supply. We have enough people to give it. We know how to give it. We know who should get it. We just don't have enough vaccine. We're lacking a plan on that. So as soon as the supply comes, it'll be distributed. Generally, at least in the state of Minnesota, we're looking at people 65 and older and school teachers and people who work with children. That could change daily, though. So don't take my word on that. I would continue to go to the Minnesota Department of Health online for the latest information.
All right. And as always, you can keep in touch with Dr. Hilden and me. We are constantly talking about the show together offline. And you can do that by following us at Dr. David Hilden, Dr. Hilden, and at Rashini R. Tweet us your questions. And then real quickly, Doctor, your blog.
Yep, you can follow me at Dr. David Hilden or at myhealthymatters.org, myhealthymatters.org.
Open lines next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.